I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, we are joined by newly hired Pleasantville Activities Director Tara Williams to talk about her experience and stepping into her new role as Pleasantville AD starting for the 2024-2025 school year.
I'm visiting with newly hired Pleasantville Athletic Director Tara Williams to talk about her new role that she's going to be transitioning into at Pleasantville and kind of her experience so far. Tara, if you maybe want to just start off giving us a little bit of background about yourself, kind of where some of your stops have been throughout your career and, you know, what has brought you to Pleasantville.
Sure. I'm actually from Pleasantville, and my husband and I both went to high school there. I went to William Penn in 2005 when I graduated from Pleasantville and played some softball and went into education. My very first job was at PCM, and I was there for 13 years. Did a lot of things from special ed to PE, health, fitness, coached some softball, did student government, did all the things. And that was kind of what led me into activities. This past year, I've been at Linville solely being the activities director there, which has been awesome. I have really enjoyed my time there. But the perfect opportunity at home kind of arrived. So I am headed back to Pleasantville starting July 1st. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, what is it? You mentioned obviously that you're from Pleasantville, but what does it mean to you to be able to come back to kind of your hometown and where you're from to be able to be the athletic director there?
Yeah, honestly, I am just really excited. I think that it means a lot to me. I take a lot of pride in the fact that I'm from Pleasantville. I had a really great experience there, and some of my educators and coaches there really played such an impact on me, you know, in the classroom and on the field, and that's kind of why I went into education and athletics. So I'm really excited to go back and hopefully help to have some of that same impact on students there now. Our families are there, so my husband and I are both really excited to be closer to them, and hopefully our kids can eventually experience all the wonderful things that Pleasantville has to offer in terms of the community, but also academics, athletics, activities, just all the experiences and opportunities that we were able to have.
You know, you've talked about how you had a wide variety of experience in terms of education and athletics too, but in terms of the AD position specifically, from what you were at now at Linville Sully, what is probably your favorite aspect of the activities director role?
Honestly, the entire role is awesome because I get to be a part of all the different activities, and it's not just sports, but activities too. I love that I get to experience all of those things. I think that sports and activities play a really important role for our kiddos. And I think that going to a small school like Pleasantville, they get to be involved in a lot of different things. And that makes a well-rounded adult. And we obviously are hoping to graduate great people, right? And I think that sports and activities play a big part in that. And I'm excited to have my hand in all of those things. So really the aspect of getting to help out with a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and just over my last year too, covering Pleasantville, it's kind of evident there in that community that the community really supports the student athletes, that they're very passionate about sports in Pleasantville, that they're very supportive of the kids, and just, you know, the school district in general. You know, what does it mean for you, because I'm sure you're already aware of that, but what does it mean for you to be able to come into a district like that?
Oh, I'm thrilled, honestly. They have a wonderful support system in the community and a lot of community involvement. But they also have an outstanding athletic booster club. Their fine arts boosters have really exploded in the last few years. Recently, they had a fine arts showcase that, is my understanding, was just phenomenal and really showcased a lot of their kids' work and talents. So just to go into a situation knowing that we have that kind of support from the community is awesome.
Yeah, and something new kind of for Pleasantville too in the last couple of years is they've also implemented their Pleasantville Hall of Fame. Is that kind of a neat thing that you'll be able to be a part of there in the future?
Yeah, I really look forward to that. I think one of the big things about Pleasantville is the tradition of excellence, right? So for me to get to be a part of that and celebrate some of those people that have made Pleasantville what it is really awesome. And also I hope to introduce some of those folks and their stories to the students there now. They definitely need to hear that and understand kind of how we've grown and evolved over time, and also the people that played a big impact there before them. So I'm excited for that.
Well, Tara, kind of before we close up our conversation, just anything you want anybody to know, like, that maybe listening to this, about kind of just what your goals are as you take over at Activities Director at Pleasantville, and really kind of what your aspirations are to see the direction of activities go in that district.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's always about the student athlete, right? So academics are a big deal, and I still want to have an emphasis on that. But in terms of activities, we just hope that we can give our kids an awesome experience. We want them to be successful, sure, but we want them to enjoy their time there. You know, I try to make decisions based on what's best for kids. And if we do that, I think we're doing the right things. And I feel like that's the direction that Pleasantville goes anyway. So I think it's going to be a good fit. But I'm really, really excited to get home and be a part of all of that. In terms of long-term goals, you know, it is my first year. I haven't been there in a long time, so I have a lot of listening and learning to do too. But obviously just making sure that our student athletes are having a great experience, and that I'm giving all of our coaches and sponsors, directors, any supports that they need so that they can be best for our students.
Thanks to newly hired Pleasantville Activities Director Tara Williams for joining us on today's Lately Radio Sports Page. For KNIA, Care Less Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.